Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, He does not even waste our failures. Hallelujah. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind the title song from my live recording, I Surrender. The song is called I Surrender. This particular song was born way back on October 24th of 1998. Before I share the story behind the song, let me read one of my favorite passages of Scripture. In fact, I don't even have to read it. I've got it memorized. It's Micah 7:8. It says this, "Do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me." When facing seemingly overwhelming trials of life, I sometimes feel like giving up would be the smartest and easiest way out of those trials. And I think I'm probably not alone in that. But the lack of victory would make life less than worth living for. And life without victory would be death to my soul. And I'll have none of that. This song came from two separate situations in my life. As I watched a close friend and his family fight the good fight of faith in the face of his father's cancer, I became incensed with passion to stand in the gap. My prayer, that my friend and his dad would give up to no one but the Lord. Even if cancer eventually caused his death, the victory would still belong to Christ, because to be absent from the body as a believer is to be present with Christ. So how can one lose in that situation? And just as a side note, his father did pass away after several weeks of battling cancer, but he died victorious in Jesus. That's the truth. The second verse of the song, I Surrender, came after an episode that left me very numb and wounded. Even though I was choosing to respond in love, the hurt still hurt. You know what I mean? When someone hurts us, we can't pretend it doesn't hurt, or we double our pain. But we can choose to respond in love regardless of how we feel. The second verse of this song is my statement of faith in God and in His grace, and that it will hold firm no matter what wounding or suffering I may have to endure in this life. And again, I give up no ground to the enemy, none whatsoever. I surrender only to the Lord. I won't surrender to bitterness. I won't surrender to unforgiveness. I will surrender my life and myself to You and You alone, Lord. When the enemy wants us to give up to depression, regardless of what we feel, where do we keep our eyes? When the enemy even is able to trip us up, do we just give up in that moment, or what do? Keep our eyes on Jesus. Micah 7:8 says this, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in the darkness, the Lord will be a light for me." That is my life motto. I don't plan to fail, but you know what? I've got a plan for every time I do. I'm running a race, so what do I do in that race? I get up, turn back towards the mark, towards the finish line, and head there as if my life depended on it, because guess what? It does. So there is only one person I give up to, and who is that? Jesus. I don't surrender to the enemy. I surrender only to the Lord. All that I am, every feeling, every temptation, everything that truly does identify me, it's His.
Surrender, Lord, to me.
Father, we do surrender to you all that we are, every part of our being, our minds, our emotions, our senses, our physical bodies, everything about us, Father. We surrender to you and no one else. In Jesus' name, amen. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 says this, "He has told you, O man, what is good, And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Guys, that's so simple. We can all learn to walk humbly with God. How do we do that? We learn to see our lives from His point of view. We choose to acknowledge this simple fact. He is God and we are not. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says this, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." And that is the bottom line, isn't it? God loves us, and He wants nothing but what is best for us. But it's up to you and me to surrender to that truth. Will you surrender to His truth, to His love today? I'm going to. I just encourage you to join me. It's better to give up to the truth of God's love than to give up to the lies of the enemy. It really is that simple. Let's surrender all that we are to Jesus today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And there is one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Just check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. And here's a little side note for you. Volume 1 is free on Amazon.com as an ebook. Check it out. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song I Surrender from the live recording I Surrender, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And by the way, that is one of the few CDs we actually still have a few copies of. We have quite a few. So if you want a CD, if you're old school, you can call us at 918-781-1200 and order your own CD. Enough about all that. Remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.